Lean forward slightly. Look straight at the speaker. And listen with a sparkle in your eye, as though you might be thinking, gee, this is the most wonderful thing I ever heard in all my life.
E-T-I-F Radio.
So you're Al Myers, kid?
Yes, I am.
You look pretty stupid to me.
Thank you.
Coming to you live from internet station TGIF, this is TGIF Radio. Say goodbye to the work week and hello to the weekend.
Renee added with another banger of an intro.
Thanks very much.
We just find things that we hope will make you laugh.
You look stupid.
That's the goal, man. We're trying to break you down. Soon your lungs will be on this table and we'll have to retransplant them live.
No, I think I'm tough enough that you can just take them and just stuff them in.
Oh, yeah, we could probably do that.
Yeah, I'm pretty tough, you know? So just cram my lungs back down my throat, and they'll figure themselves out.
Okay. Even if I put them in the wrong way, they'll just flip.
They'll just flip, yeah.
Okay, good.
You just yell, do a flip.
Yeah.
If they'll listen.
I think if you yell, yeet, loud enough, your shit flips itself around.
Okay, perfect. I'll keep that in mind the next time I do a lung transplant.
It's like coughing. Yeet.
Yeet.
Is that... Yeet. What does yeet even fucking mean? I know.
What
I'm
does
not...
it mean?
I think it just means it's just what you yell when you throw something really hard.
Yeah, I know it's a verb to yeet on something.
No, no, you don't yeet on anything.
I think
that sounds gross.
Yeah, that sounds that sounds like a porn term.
Yeah, that sounds like a weird twist on Santorum that the world's never seen. You know of Santorum?
Not even a little bit.
Okay, so there's this dude. He was a governor or something. Rick Santorum. He was a heavily anti-gay politician.
Okay.
So in honor of him, the porn industry coined the term Santorum, which is a mixture of various fluids and matters that are produced from various productions of those films.
And
it's,
then they
it's
dare
like
somebody
the churning,
to eat them.
Say again?
Then they dare someone to eat them.
That might have happened somewhere. I'm not gonna.
What are
claim-
we eating?
What?
Nothing.
Moving on.
No, don't eat any of this. It's a terrible idea.
Okay.
Well, I was just thinking.
Santorum
like-
is a mix of like fecal matter and lube and
ew.
All the things that come with it.
Why are we talking about this?
It's his fault.
I like faded away for a second, then I came back, and this is
yeah,
what
yeah. No,
you
when you rolled in, you went,
us.
"Wait, what?" I was like, "Oh, she just tuned back in."
You gotta stay with us here, man. I can't even. I can't keep track
sleepy.
Of this for more than 30 seconds. You yeah. poor sleepy baby.
I'm sleepy.
Did you have a piece of Nazi chocolate?
I did have a piece of Nazi chocolate.
Because I did too on the way over here. We're having a late show today because we
good ass chocolate.
We went and looked at some art, which is why the show is late.
Oh, yeah, I saw that on your story.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a piece of the Nazi chocolate, and it did not work. Or it really feels like it hasn't worked yet. Liquid coffee is far more powerful.
Far superior.
Like
in most ways.
I have the coffee at work used to suck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, all I got to do is take this mug, maybe fill it a quart of the way. Once I drink that thing, I can feel my heart racing, and I'm ready to like walk
Hell
across
yeah.
the street and back.
That's healthy.
It feels healthy, I think.
I feel energized and motivated.
Yeah. It just melts the fat directly off my body, I think. Like, I just kind of, if I were to drink a whole cup of coffee, I'm pretty sure all of my atoms would just start vibrating, and then layers of my skin would slough
just
off. Yeah. Like a crawfish.
Until pretty soon you're just like, ew.
Yep.
Yeah, just ew. Changing topics. I got accepted to WSU, so that's sick.
Woot!
All I need to do is register for classes and meet with an advisor, and I'm going to do that on Monday, which is the day that my
Go
first
Cougs.
Class starts, so this is pretty sweet.
First thing you ask your advisor when you get in there, when's the underwater basket weaving class? First one you take. Get the electives out of the way.
Dude, I got those so far out of the way so long ago.
Oh, they're covered? You did them all at Clark?
Oh, yeah.
Did you happen to take bowling?
What? That was an option?
That was an option. I took bowling at Clark.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Who is I took hammering something?
Oh, there's a hammer.
So
no,
wait
well,
on a Friday.
Should we hammer back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. Wow, that,
that
was,
actually kind of hurt. I hit my phone.
That sounded like it hurt.
Yeah, wow. No. The more you did it, the more I was like, stop.
You
stop,
could also you could also take belly dancing at Clark.
I want to take yoga really bad.
Do it. I took a yoga class. It was dope.
Yeah, I was trying to get into women's volleyball, but no dice.
How hard did you try? You could have gotten there.
If I had really, really went for it.
Yeah.
If I could go pro in any sport, it would be women's volleyball.
You didn't ever put a pair of balloons in your shirt as a child?
I mean, I did, but, you know, I think I got enough going for me already.
You so just
got
to flex them, you know?
Flex them?
Yeah. And, but not noticeably. Like, your arms have got to point straight down.
Deliberately not shave my beard.
Exactly. Wear some of those pants that say juicy on the ass, and you're in. You're officially part of the yoga class now. They still make those?
Dude, can you look? I have to know.
What size do they make the juicy pants in?
Yeah, what's the biggest size they make? Because that's what I want.
Juicy yoga pants. Let's just confuse.
All right, you spelled juicy wrong, but the funny thing is, when you typed in J-O, I was so sure you're going to do J-O-O-C-Y.
Juicy.
Juicy.
Oh, that's just weird. None of these actually say juicy on the butt, which is weird.
That is unfortunate, because I...
Maybe it fell out of fashion.
Can I get one of those pink hoodies that say, like, bitch across the front or something?
Yeah, you know.
They're all, like, bedazzled out.
Yeah, you probably could. Now, do you change your voice at all? That's another good question.
No.
No. All right. That's fine.
I'm going to take a fat hit of sulfur hexafluoride and then just go in there. Sup.
You may have to hack into the school records and change the gender on your school registration form. That might be the final clincher.
Yeah.
It's probably the first thing they check. And then once you do that, you don't have to do any of this ridiculous shit we just said.
See, you know what? I'm actually 90% sure that I didn't write male.
What?
Because they have, like, a lot of options now.
Yeah.
And one of them is just prefer not to answer, so I think I just click that now.
Okay.
Just because I'm a douche. Because
usually it's like male, female, or other.
You're like, yeah, fuck surveys.
And then you can write in a attack helicopter or whatever it is you want to do. Maybe we need
mongoose. I want to be a mongoose.
In the event that we can't, yeah, maybe we'll get you pants to say mongoose.
Hell yeah. No, that was a brand of bike back in the day. You remember? Mongoose bikes were the shit.
Oh, kind of. Weren't they? Isn't that what Tony Talk did? Tony Talk?
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Tony Talk. I have a show. No. Tony Hawk did his No Hand in 900 on.
Was sure. That a,
okay.
The mongoose something. No, because he's a skateboarder, isn't he?
Yeah, yes.
Tony Hawk.
But he does bicycles. But I thought he branched out into bicycles sometimes, like Michael Jordan branched out into golf and baseball. Kind of like that?
Nah.
No?
I don't know. Maybe if you're just an extreme athlete, they're like, fuck it, you can do whatever you want, we don't care.
Yeah, I guess so. Although I thought Michael Jordan sucked at baseball.
Yeah, I think he did.
He just wanted to try it. So.
But he definitely had some kind of suspension from the NBA over, was it a domestic violence or a DUI or something?
Oh, did he pull a Chris Brown on somebody?
No, he did. I don't know exactly what he did, but like when he was about to be suspended from NBA.
Yeah.
So he was like, hey, I'm just going to go play baseball. And they're like, yeah, that's a good idea.
Let's see.
Oh, gambling.
Oh. Jordan's 1993 retirement was a secret suspension by the league for gambling, but the rumor spread widely. All right. He admitted he had to cover $57,000 in gambling losses. What? Wrote a book claiming he had won $1.25 million from Jordan on the golf course. So he was gambling with golf. And then, yeah, he hung out in baseball for a while. Weird time for baseball.
Batting average, .2. Is that good?
It's average.
Is it?
I don't speak baseball.
It's not great.
Isn't that like how many, like your percentage of a chance of hitting the ball?
Yeah, that's actually how many times you have hit the ball total that it's been, like, thrown at you.
Okay.
It's just a percentage, yeah. So out of 1,000 times, he hit the ball 202 times, which is kind of low. Babe Ruth.
Isn't that, like, a 20% chance?
Yeah. Which, you know, that's
one in five. He hits one in five.
That's one in five, yeah.
What was Babe Ruth's?
He was definitely above 300, for sure. No, I don't think there's anybody in the
who
major
has the
leagues.
Highest baseball or the highest batting average.
It's a good question. We can just open up the new one here. Number of hits divided by at bats. Make sense?
Okay, so every time you get a ball thrown at you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let me see. So values. Modern times, a season batting average higher than 300 is considered excellent, and an average higher than 400 is a nearly unachievable goal. Last Major League Baseball player to do so was Ted Williams of Boston Red Sox, who hit a 406 in 1941.
Yeah, that's because all the good people were in the World War II.
That's true, yeah. All the do you think that he got an exception from going to war just because he could play baseball?
I mean, could've doctors been. And teachers get accepted from going to war.
Yeah. You just got to be really good at hitting balls with sticks, I suppose. League batting average in Major League Baseball.
440 in 1894.
Shit, where are you seeing that? Who got that?
Right.
This guy?
No, it was up a little bit more. Yeah, Hugh Duffy.
Hugh Duffy, wow. 440. So he's like the best one. He hit it almost half the... What's going on? The hammering's back.
Make it stop.
Okay, what do we think it is?
Oh, his average, go down.
Oh.
His average is 362. Or 326.
Okay, so no, what you're seeing up here was for, I think, one season.
Still, that's like really fucking good.
Yeah, no, it's great. Which means that Michael Jordan sucks.
Yeah.
That's what we figured
Supreme athlete, my ass.
Michael Jordan, I'll never buy your steaks.
Not just because you suck at baseball, but just because they're really expensive.
Your dad's putting a shelf up in Montana's.
Okay.
Oh, okay. It's a good time for it, too.
Definitely the right...
Whoa, what was that? We're getting all sorts of sounds here. This is the spooky sound show now.
Ooh.
All right.
Is that a ghost?
I think so.
It might be.
Fuck. Why is he putting a thing up at 10 p.m. in the nighttime?
How many shelves?
Everyone's
are
still
there?
Awake.
No.
How many shelves?
I'm actually asleep.
I like to imagine that it's just one giant shelf that moves along the entire wall.
Just.
Yep. That's what I wanted to do in here.
I could get down with that idea.
Yeah, it'd be like trophy shelves.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Got like three over there, and that's it.
Yeah. But they'd just be, they wouldn't even have anything to do with the show. It'd be like a baseball trophy and a soccer trophy.
Like Little League T-ball.
Yeah. You can just order whatever fucking trophy you want online now.
Hey, can I get you to do some Googling? I want to see what kind of service animals you're allowed to get.
Like what the limits are?
No, like breed specific species.
Okay, types of service animals, I suppose.
Yeah.
Of service animals. I know bird is a thing. Okay, six different types. Do you want a more exhaustive list, perhaps?
No, let's look at the six types.
Oh, service animal on Wikipedia. Okay, six types of service animals.
Oh, let's see.
Miniature horses, number one. Ferrets, number two. Number three is boa constrictors.
Yeah, no, because they'll just eat you.
Four is parrots. Five is potbelly pigs. And six is capuchin monkeys. That might be the best choice.
Yeah, you think I can make that happen?
Maybe, really,
what I want is a possum. I want a possum, and I'm going to carry him around on a little leash with like a little service animal vest.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to not be trained at all. I want him to sit there just aggressive as fuck, and I'm going to name him Ricketts. I'm going to sit there and be like, hey, have you met my possum, Ricketts? And just like hold him up.
And he's like trying to claw at you.
Yeah, he's just angry as fuck.
Why do you want to name him Ricketts?
Because it's fucking hilarious.
It is a famous disease, so what's funnier than that, right?
Yeah, this is my parrot, polio.
That's on par with naming a dog shithead. That's pretty good. Let me see. Animal is for individual assist. So let's the miniature horse is interesting, though.
Can be trained to guide the blind.
Pull wheelchairs. Or as support for persons with Parkinson's disease.
Interesting.
Miniature Horse Association limits height to 34 inches. So it's got to be a really tiny horse. Service monkey. Man, look at this guy.
Dude, I could get a monkey. Hell yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'd like take him to class with me. Mostly, I just wanted to bring my possum with me to class so people would just, like, leave me alone.
My possum.
Because they're fucking gross.
What sounds do possums make?
They hiss like a fucking lot.
They're just, they hiss like cats?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What a possum sounds like when it gets mad. 500,000 views.
Fuck.
Oh, I hope that's what it is. Let's listen to some possum sounds.
Oh.
Let's see.
It's so cute.
It's going to be a really long time.
Mom.
Until we actually see the fucking thing. Here we go.
Give me a broom. Ooh, it's a little creepy. A big one. It's pretty fat.
You can grab him. He doesn't have rabies. It's fine.
Are possums immune to rabies? Well, that was a pointless video. Sorry about that.
They're immune to a lot of diseases, actually.
Really?
Yeah, so yeah, they don't carry... Or I think they might carry rabies. They don't... No,
but
I don't,
it doesn't
I don't
affect
think they,
them?
No, I don't think they carry rabies.
We need to learn the...
Yeah, because their body temperature is so high. It burns it off.
Whoa, that's cool. Shit, so you just need to get a really high fever and you'll be cured of all diseases.
I mean, some.
Yeah. Maybe that's how people, how spontaneous human combustion happens. They're just trying to fight off a disease.
Like, oh man, I got this disease. I better get a fever to burn it off. And then you just.
Yeah. You think that shit's real?
Spontaneous human combustion?
Yeah. I saw some stupid fucking thing on it.
I saw a ghost one time, so who am I to say?
In that graveyard, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've covered that.
Yeah. Several times.
Fucking good time.
Fucking good times.
The thing... See, I don't know about spontaneous human combustion. I saw this really stupid thing on Discovery Channel one time that their theory for spontaneous human combustion was that there was this particle that we haven't discovered yet that's so tiny it just flies in between atoms, like, all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, by random chance, it will hit... one of the atoms in your body that will cause a chain reaction that heats the other atoms around it, and then it just spreads through the whole body and you just burn into a crisp.
No.
That feels silly to me.
That's definitely silly, because if it ran into the atom, wouldn't it split the atom, and then therefore...
You turn into a bomb.
Yeah, you're just a walking nuke.
Yeah. Wait, explode?
Then again, yeah, you'd explode, but... No, because you're not made of uranium, so you're super less energy dense.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you'd definitely be explosive if that happened.
Like, your mood would just be elevated. Like, you're just more agitated than normal. Anything could set you off.
I've been watching a lot of Because Science, where they go into just talk about a bunch of science-y shit.
Yeah.
And so I'm out here learning, dude. I'm so learned now.
That's what the internet was supposed to do.
Yeah, and this time I'm actually using it for the right things.
Whoa.
Instead of listening to Suicide Boys on loud on repeat, I just learned
shit. Are you over
shit.
Those guys now?
Fuck no, dude. I'm about it.
Because you went to one of their shows, didn't you?
Dude, my left arm was sore for 2 days from so much fucking fist bumping. It was phenomenal.
Good thing you chose your left arm.
Yeah.
Because you are you right-handed in all instances?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I mean, as far as I know.
Same here. I've known people who have had some weird dominance issues when it comes to their appendages. I knew a Marine who was right hand dominant, but left eye dominant.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's not good for rifle usage.
Yeah, that's not me at all.
No, it's crooked and weird.
I know a guy who's right arm dominant, but left foot dominant.
Oh, God.
Like when playing kickball, runs up and kicks it with his left foot.
Really?
Didn't even know that was a fucking thing.
Did you ever tell him that he's a freak of nature?
No.
Oh, okay.
He was always bigger than me.
Oh, okay. That's a fair point. He could use that left foot and kick you right in the ass.
Right in the face, dude. He's tall as shit.
Yeah, that's probably true. Don't get kicked in the face, man. If you can help it.
Yeah. I saw a guy get knocked out with a kick to the face one time. I was at the freaking fight. It was phenomenal.
MMA style?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They're like fighting, trading blows, and I was like, all right, where are they going to go? And all of a sudden, because it was my buddy that knocked the dude out, all of a sudden it sounded like a baseball bat just
crack.
And I saw that, and I was like, this guy just is straight out of a cartoon, just stiff. Thunk.
Was his foot okay?
Probably, I don't fucking know.
Okay. No, because I
think he got him with his shin, that's why it was so loud.
Okay, yeah, because that's the concerning part to me, because I think the last MMA video that I ever watched, maybe it wasn't MMA, maybe it was kickboxing, I don't fucking know, but a guy, he tried to sweep his leg,
yeah.
I think, but his leg broke and basically folded around the other dude's leg.
Yeah, no, that was Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman.
Oh, this is a well-known incident.
This is a very well-known incident because Anderson Silva was undefeated, like 17 fights in a row.
He's the guy whose leg broke?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then Chris Weidman rolls up and he beat him like pretty easily. And everybody's like, all right, look, there's no way that should have happened. All right, another fight, another
rematch
fight.
It.
And then Chris Weidman's like, yeah, that's fair because like I kicked the shit out of him and it shouldn't have been that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Or he knocked him out. Everybody's like, oh, it was just a lucky punch. And so they're
being real sportsmanlike about it.
Yeah, and Anderson Silva being undefeated and being as good as he is, everybody was like, yeah, no, nah, something's up. And Chris Weidman's like, yeah, that's fine, I'll fight him again. And Anderson Silva went to kick him, and he checked his kick, and apparently Chris Weidman has stronger bones. So.
God, I didn't even hear the sound of it happen. I saw the slow motion.
You just see it like wrap around, and you're like, ugh.
Yep. As soon as I watched the leg connected, and then the movement continued, and I realized that something was moving that it shouldn't, I couldn't have hit Alt F4 fast enough on that thing.
You're like, ugh, nope.
Oh, disgusting.
Dude.
The human body's a disgusting place.
Dude, if you think about it, humans are just gross in general.
Oh, yeah. I've been thinking that for a while.
Like, think about it. If we don't wash ourselves, we get diseases and die.
Yeah. You stay in bed too long,
you get
start
diseases
rotting.
And die.
Yeah. Everyone has poop in their body. Did you know that?
Audible gasp.
Gross.
I know.
Ew.
It's messed up.
Yeah. And still, like, everybody poops at least once a day if you're a normal person. And everybody's like, ew, gross, don't talk about poop.
Once a day is normal. That's what you should be aiming for.
Yeah.
Get those once a day poops going and that everything is
regular.
You wake
up early, you eat your breakfast, and you drink your coffee, you take your poop, and then you go to work.
No, I poop at work, dude. You get paid for it that way.
Oh, yeah.
You don't do that?
Somebody, or sometimes.
It'll change your life.
I have a different sort of job. Whenever, like, I'm not just
one
like...
One where it's porta potties, not stalls?
Yeah, I'm not just, like, sitting there killing time until it's time to go poop. It's like, no, I got shit going on.
Literally.
Yeah. Is that actually how it is, though? It's only porta potties where you're at?
No. If I'm ever working, like, in the shop or something, then there's a regular toilet there.
All right.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
I saw some stupid fucking thing. This will never catch on. If it does, there will be riots.
Okay.
Guaranteed. It's a new toilet design where the seat is angled down by about 8 degrees.
Nope, don't like that.
It is intentionally designed to make it uncomfortable to sit on. So no human being could possibly sit on it for more than 10 minutes without being in pain in the ass and legs area. It was made to keep people from trying to kill time in bathrooms. And
my favorite place to kill time.
I know.
Like you sit down and ready for like a nice smooth poop, pull out a book.
The corporate people know that too.
Jerks.
Yeah, just take a copy of Velveteen Rabbit in the stall with you. Hang out for like 20 minutes. How long a Velveteen Rabbit? Probably shorter than 20 minutes. But hey.
Well, what ifs? My little brother told me this hilarious story.
Yeah?
He was staying somewhere. Long story short, he goes to use a toilet somewhere. And he goes to sit down. Now, my little brother, he's not very tall. He's shorter than me, only like by an inch, but still like that's 5'6"
or
5'7".
Once. You guys are basically the same height.
No, I'm a little bit taller. But that 1 inch actually makes apparently that much of a difference because he sat down on this toilet and it was so tall that he had to tiptoe to touch the ground. He was dangling. So he took his lunchbox and put it under his feet so he could fucking prop him up so he could actually poop, right? Dude,
oh,
I was
no.
in tears. He's sitting there with his My Little lunchbox trying to take a dump at work.
Now, did he wash his lunchbox afterwards?
No, he doesn't give a shit.
Oh man, I wouldn't ever put food in that thing ever again if it sat.
If he closed the lid, then it's fine.
You, no, it's not fine. No, you know the five.
Totally fine.
Okay, no, it's not. Okay, you know the five. You know the 5 second rule principle.
Yeah.
Of food fall on there 5 seconds, it's contaminated. It's not.
Yeah.
Fuck it. Okay, you take your lunchbox. You sit on the toilet for 10 to 15 minutes. even if the lid is closed, germs have encapsulated your food capsule. Mm-hmm. You open that thing, they're jumping on that sandwich meat instantly.
Well, hear me out, though.
Okay.
So that happens. I'll try. And you eat your sandwich,
mm-hmm.
and you get those diseases in you. Yeah. And your body's like, oh, we don't like these, so it fights them off. And you don't get sick, but you get immunity. You're basically vaccinating yourself against poop.
You know, that. Hey, that's a fair point.
It's a fair point. It's fucking gross, but it's a fair point.
That's the same argument could be made for eating your own boogers.
Ew.
All the diseases get caught in there.
Yeah, that's true.
I keep tuning back in. It's just like the worst parts.
That's the parts that catch your interest. You're like, what the fuck?
Are you going to survive?
I will.
What causes you to tune back in? Is it certain things we say, or are you just like, oh, I better see what these apples are talking about?
It sounds like disgusting bodily functions are what do it.
Yeah.
Functions and or
anything gross, and I'm just like, wait, what?
I'm so sorry this is happening to your attention span.
Me too. It's okay.
Is lead burnable?
Lead? No.
Okay.
It's meltable.
Okay.
Depends on
I wasn't going anywhere with that. I was just curious.
Just needed to know.
I
was just thinking if we could burn lead paint, but I guess we can't.
Somewhere out there, someone else was wondering that, and you just solved all their problems. It's fine. No, I don't know what the hell you're supposed to do with lead paint. I think you bury it in the ground until you forget about it.
And yeah.
Then someone else finds it and becomes their problem.
Put it with the uranium ore somewhere.
Yeah. No, there was a, what the hell, I don't know what fucking island it was. They have some island out there, it's not Bikini Atoll, but it's one of the ones that they did nuclear tests on.
Yeah.
And they just built, they threw all the nuclear waste in the pit that they made from all the bombs, and then put a concrete dome over it, and now they need to check and make sure that the dome is actually doing its job, in case the water level rises too much.
Yeah, you know, and you gotta put concrete under it too, right?
I don't know if they did that. I doubt they did that.
Fucking morons.
I really doubt that happened.
Whatever. It's only the earth that I'm trying to live on. It's whatever.
We need can we get another planet, please?
Please.
Can we have Mars yet?
Mars. I think if we just throw a whole bunch of plants at Mars and then just like wait 100 years, it'll be fine.
Let's do it.
What kind of plants? Let's start with the palm trees, because I really
want...
Peace
lily.
Yeah, peace lilies, palm trees, pineapples.
Coconut tree.
Yeah, we definitely need those on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I want a banana tree.
Banana tree.
That might be hard to come by in the future. Bananas are going extinct.
Really?
Yeah, not even shitting you. The kinds that we know of, at
what
least.
What the fuck?
Yeah. You know the you know there used to be banana-flavored Twinkies? Yeah.
Okay.
So those banana-flavored Twinkies, you can still find them out there occasionally. But
and banana Laffy Taffies.
And banana Laffy Taffies.
Oh, yeah, 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 because they're a species of banana that went extinct.
Yeah, the flavors they're based on, they don't even exist anymore. You can only get them in crappy sugar form. And so those bananas got replaced with the ones that we see all the time now.
And now we eat banana Laffy.
Why isn't there banana Jell-O?
Because it's gross.
I thought there is.
Is there?
I gotta go blow my nose, so I'll come right back.
There is in holes, at least.
Banana Jell-O?
That. Yeah. Refried beans, garbanzo beans, green beans, banana Jell-O. You remember that?
No. Oh, that's maybe they're thinking maybe it's pudding.
Maybe.
I don't know.
If you make the pudding jiggly enough, I think
it
counts.
It's not a Jell-O. It has to be see-through.
Yes. No, you're absolutely right. That is the clinical definition of Jell-O to the T. Hang on.
Banana
Jell-O. Maybe I could put that in Amazon and see if that's just a viable thing. Banana Jell-O. Okay. Jell-O gelatin sampler. Jell-O sugar-free instant pudding banana cream. Banana pudding. Strawberry banana gelatin. Okay, that's kind of close.
I'd take that.
Strawberry banana Jell-O banana cream. That's pudding, though. Strawberry banana. There does, at least on Amazon, there does not seem to be a readily available banana Jell-O unless maybe you get the sampler. Some of these look yellow. Let me see. There's a lemon. Island pineapple. tropical fusion. There's a strawberry banana again. No standalone banana jello. So what the hell, holes? You lying to us?
Banana cream right there. We're good.
No, no, no. That's not jello.
It says jello right there.
Yeah,
it's made
it's
by
pudding.
Jello, but it's pudding and pie filling mix. It is not the clinical.
Jared.
We discussed the clinical.
I can't read. Leave me alone.
You never learned?
I never learned. My name's Jared. I'm 25, and I never learned how to read.
And I just got accepted to WSU. No, we discussed this while you were out. The clinical definition of jello is it has to be extremely jiggly, number one.
Okay.
Two, it has to be translucent.
Mm-hmm.
These puddings ain't that shit.
Yeah. So,
forget
so if
it.
You look at it and go, is this jello? It's not jello.
Correct. Yeah, no.
But
you
we
need
did
to
find
know.
A strawberry banana one.
There is
give
strawberry.
Me a regular banana. Or maybe they made that and nobody fucking liked it. So they were just like, yeah, now we're done.
Yeah, no, we can't do this anymore. Bananas with jello. Best banana pudding. Jello, strawberry banana. Yeah, no, it's just not out there. Yahoo Answers. Here, this gives us all the useful stuff. How do I make banana flavored jello? Asked by they are anonymous. Need a good jello recipe outlining how to easily add flavor plain gelatin using a concentrate or syrup. This should answer your question.
It's just going to be a dick.
I'm willing to take that risk.
Oh, it's not.
Let me see. Fruit gelatin. 1/4 cup cold water, 1/2 cup boiling water, 1 1/4 cups fruit juice. Oh, maybe that's the key issue.
Oh, we don't have banana juice.
You can't juice a banana. You ever tried?
Yes.
Literally not even once.
Oh, I've tried. And let me tell you, it just turns into a paste you can't eat anymore.
Yep.
You could eat it, but like, what's the point?
It just turns into baby food.
Yeah. No, the whole point of eating a banana, you don't want to eat that shit mushy. You want to eat a fruit stick.
Yeah, you want. Yeah, yeah.
It's a curvy fruit stick.
Yeah,
man.
it's like a mushy apple. That shit'll ruin your day.
Well, yeah.
If you let it.
Actually, an apple. Yeah, no. Like the Granny Smith apples. Fuck those things.
Yeah, no. Like
too mushy.
Granny Smith in general, not really that great. But if you could buy like a freaking Golden Delicious or something,
mm-hmm.
when where you paid an extra 45 cents for this fucking apple. And you're just like, oh, yeah, this thing looks extra crispy. You take a bite out of it, and it's just mush.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot up that farmer's market.
Fuji apples, dude. No, Fuji's good.
Golden Delicious, they're the move.
Golden Delicious are all right. Fuji's are on par with those. Honeycrisp is like a top-tier apple. And they made a... Oh, fuck, what the hell is the name of it? I want to say...
Is it an apple?
It is an apple.
Is it just the regular red?
It looks like a regular red, but I think it's a crossbreed of Honeycrisp and Red Delicious. Honeycrisp.
You have my attention.
Hybrid, and I think it might be called a Cosmic Apple. Fuck, I hope this is right. Cosmic Crisp. Wait, is it? No, this is it. The Cosmic Crisp.
What? They have their own website for this freaking apple?
Yeah, because they've been working on it for like 20 years. Cosmic Crisp brand apple is the remarkably delicious result of 20 years of study and research by Washington State University's world-class tree fruit breeding program. Classically bred by Washington State University researchers, Cosmic Crisp brand apples are a cross between Enterprise and Honeycrisp. Never heard of an Enterprise apple. Ever.
Yeah. Mix it with the Red Delicious, and then we'll talk. Shut the door.
a triple threat apple. You triple can do that threat. With plants, I think.
You can try cross them. Oh, yeah, their DNA is like...
Way different than ours, man.
Yeah, who'd have thunk? Anyway.
Large, round, crisp, and super juicy. These bicolor apples have a rich red with starburst like lenticels.
Listen, I would rather that it's super crisp rather than super juicy.
You'd rather the crisp than the juice?
Mm-hmm.
The juice is half the fun.
No, I mean, I want the juice for sure, but I'd rather have the crisp. I said what I said.
Yeah, but... Okay. All right, but hear me out.
Okay.
The juice has, like, all the good stuff in it.
Oh, you're onto something.
The flavors. right?
You know what
you
else has a lot of...
cider out of that fucking stuff?
You know what else has a lot of juice?
What?
Mushy apples.
Is that fact? I don't touch those things.
Yeah, me neither. I take a bite, I go, ugh.
Yep, I throw it out the car window.
Yeah, I look like a fucking 5-year-old throwing a fit over my lunch. I don't want a mushy apple. And mom's like, dude, I don't know what to fucking tell you. That's what we got, man.
Where can we get these? Where to buy trees? Ooh, we can buy our own tree.
What about just... Oh, hey, you can just buy Cosmic Crisp apples. They come in a bag.
But where?
In little bags.
Get documents.
I don't need proof that you can do this. I just need the fucking tree, man.
No, I want documents. Hang on. WSU sheet, Cosmic Crisp. Growth habit. Type 4, tip bearer, similar to Grammy Smith. Vigorous, thins to shingles. That's not a sentence. What? Shingles?
Singles.
Oh, singles.
Yeah, there's no H.
Yeah, I thought shingles is what you wanted to name your possum.
No, his name was Ricketts. No, shingles is going to be my raccoon.
Wrong disease. Dude, if you buy a raccoon, no, you don't even need to buy one. If you obtain a raccoon, I caution you heavily.
No,
okay?
I literally know a guy. He lives right across town that has 2 raccoons.
And he's like, is he selling them?
No, they ran away. Okay, he had 2 raccoons.
Oh, what a twist.
Yeah, their names were Chauncey and Juan Carlo.
Chauncey.
And Juan Carlo.
What was Chauncey? Chauncey was the name of that dog on...
Yeah, I had Juan Carlo when he was just a baby. Yeah, I was holding him and everything was good, and then he shit all down me, so I didn't throw him, but I was like, ah, what the... And I put him down because...
What's raccoon shit like?
Gross.
Yeah.
It was a lot of white. They're like bottling, feeding them or something.
Oh, okay. So he's raising these things from birth.
Yeah, and then they ran away. Ungrateful little jerks.
You know, that may not be... they're bandits naturally, so they gotta be on the run.
Yeah, no, they were super cute, though. Not even gonna lie.
I would think maybe if you could properly raise a raccoon from infancy, you may be able to quell its desires to steal all your food. Maybe. I don't think it's very likely.
You can't, because apparently the guy, or one of the guys that was raising those raccoons, he knew a guy that they had a pet raccoon when they were kids, and they treated it good. They raised it just right, everything, and eventually it just started biting kids, so they had to just put it back in the woods. Like, all right, bye.
Shit. How long did that last?
Like, I don't know. They just put it in the woods and they never saw it again.
Oh, okay.
But no, he was a good raccoon for like a year, and then he's, at the end of the day, still a wild animal.
Just proves that they're born bad. And I know this, too, because one of those fuckers stole my blueberries when I was a child.
He's still upset about it.
No, that's fair. I'd be mad for the rest of my life.
Those things were going to go in cobbler. What the hell you
the little raccoon rolls up on his 2 little fucking bandit hands, grabs a handful of blueberries and runs off on his back feet.
No, it was worse than that. They took the entire container of blueberries, and then later we found the empty container next to a lake.
And now you look like litter bugs.
You ever tried to make cobbler with no fruit? It's just burnt bread at that point. Especially when you try and do it in a Dutch oven. It's impossible. You need the fruit juices.
Fucking Rakens, dude.
Which is why you can't make banana cobbler. Now, if you made banana apple cobbler, that might work out.
I don't know
that
about...
That doesn't sound good.
Banapple?
Banapple. I like banapple.
Well, it sounds worse when you combine the fruits names together.
Banapple.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's talking about this cranberry apple. They always call it cran apple. It's crapple, dude.
Crapple.
It has to be.
Crapple.
What was that What was that we were drinking at Kennedy School? Crangerine.
Crangerine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That shit was good. It needed crapple. More angerine in it, though.
More angerine than cran?
Yeah. Cranberry's okay, but I wanted it to be colored orange with the hint of cranberry in it.
I like the cranberry.
It was good, but I want the dominance of the fruit to be shifted slightly. More orange.
Go tell that to the bartender.
Tangerine.
What?
You mean tangerine.
Maybe I do.
Orange, yes. Orange color, tangerine flavored. Don't they taste the same, tangerines and oranges?
No.
I don't eat enough fruit to actually know.
You're a veggies guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
They have vegetables at Taco Bell, right?
Yeah, there's lettuce in the burrito.
There's lettuce in every burrito.
It's the most vegetable-y thing they got.
They have salsa.
Yeah, they got pico de gallo there? Mm-hmm. Okay.
My buddy told me a story. He's behind some old white boomer lady at a Mexican restaurant that was asking for pico de gallo.
Nice.
And he was like, just go home, dude.
You're not even going to try.
Pico de gallo?
Can I get pico de gallo?
They're like, you can get the fuck out is what you can get.
Like, you could probably get away with that in the early 2000s, but like, there's so many fucking Mexican restaurants out here. You had to have picked up by now that the two L's make a Y.
Yeah, at this point, it with all the information we have, ignorance is a choice, man.
Yes.
It truly is.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a fun choice, though.
Yeah, like, who
intentional
knew that,
ignorance?
Like, who knew that lead didn't burn? Fucking wild.
Not us until we said so.
Yeah.
Isn't that how most things work here?
Dude, I've been Minecrafting so hard, you don't even know.
What have I done to you? I'm so sorry.
Dude, looking at, like, the time that I've put into the game, just, like, steadily add up.
Yeah.
And I'm not even a bit sad.
Is it, have you surpassed 100 hours?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't think I'm even close.
Wow. I'm surprised.
No, but I turned a mountain into my home.
Nice.
And now I'm putting, I put a, and then close to that, I put just my evil lair tower. I just.
Oh, you have your nice home in the mountain, the real one.
Dude,
and then,
I have like four homes now.
That's how you do, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
You're
so
allowed to.
I got my four-story castle, and then my home in the mountains, then my log cabin, then my starter home that I made, and then now I got my tower. I built it over the clouds, and then I ran
hell
out.
Yeah.
Then I ran out of cobblestone. I was like, "Yeah, this is probably fine."
How do you run out of cobblestone?
I just stopped collecting a bunch of cobblestone.
Oh, okay. I never run out of that shit, but that's just my style of mining.
No, yeah. Well, I mean, my spaces fill up, man. I got other shit I want to get.
Your chests.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just in general.
No, I play it weird. Like, I'm not sure how to explain my methods. I always build a 9x9 house.
Yeah.
And then I build four spiral staircases down to level 11. That's just 11 blocks above bedrock. That seems to be the prime layer to find diamonds.
Okay.
And then on each of the four staircases.
When you say level 11, how can you tell? You just dig straight down into bedrock and then go up 11?
You can do that, but I don't know how it works. You're playing on PS4?
Yeah.
I don't know how it works on PS4, but I know on the desktop version, you can hit F3, and it shows like stats for like your frames per second,
oh, yeah,
your coordinates, and a couple other things. I cheat and use that.
No, I think that's an option somewhere, but I just never really went through all like the options.
Are you playing Fool on the Hill?
No.
No, that's SpongeBob.
That is SpongeBob.
Ah.
Sorry.
What's that little square man up to?
It's a dog.
It's a dog, Bob?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
They're taking baths.
Sponge dog
square baths?
Yeah. Sponge dog square bath. Yeah.
Cool. What kind of dog?
Dachshunds.
The dachshunds are very popular with you
wiener.
Lately. Also known as wiener dogs, yes.
Wiener babies.
Never forget that treasured second nickname that they have.
I really want a corgi still.
We didn't convince you to not get one last time.
Yeah, not even close. I still want a corgi.
There's a couple corgis you should follow on Instagram before you get a corgi.
Is it Fluffy Max or whatever his name
is?
No,
his name, they're Maple and Morty. Wait. Yeah. And they're from Portland, and they are very annoying. The one, they don't even know if she, they're always like, we don't know if she even likes us because she just barks at us all the time.
They're annoying, but it's worked out in their favor because now they have Instagram fame, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
How many followers do they got?
I don't know. Let me look.
Dude, that's what I'm going to do. That... When I get my possum, Ricketts, I'm going to start a page for him.
Ricketts the possum?
Yeah, this is Ricketts the possum. I'll like hold him up. I'm just thrashing.
They
like
have 301,000 followers.
That's a fucking lot.
How many dollars is that?
I don't know.
Dollars, you don't make any money unless you're sponsoring something.
Yeah, and then most of the time you got to do it in secret.
And then when you sponsor something, people are like, gay, and then they just like unfollow you.
Yeah, as soon as you imagine you have 300,000 followers, you start advertising things, you'll instantly drop down to 150,000 because people hate ads. The revolution is happening, and I'm very happy about it.
It really is.
Fuck ads.
I've unfollowed a number of meme pages. I really like them, too. They're really good.
They started doing Pepsi stuff.
But you know what? If it's one ad, I can take it. I swipe past. It's whatever. It's when there's like a bunch of pages posting the exact same ad, all one right after another. I just pick one of those random dudes and just unfollow them. Like, fuck you.
Yeah, I don't follow any actors on Twitter anymore just because their pages turned into watch my fucking stuff.
Yeah.
All right, I kind of came here for jokes. You're not doing those anymore.
Dude, Crystal Lee is so funny on Instagram.
I can't stand that guy.
Really?
I'm sorry.
Dude, he's so funny.
No, I wouldn't get along with him in real life.
No, I don't think I would either, but I think he's like definitely one of like the funniest dudes ever.
When I got here, my dad and my sister were watching the John Mulaney special on Netflix. How does that guy remind you of me?
Dude,
I don't see it.
There's something about like his mannerisms, the way he talks, the way he expresses jokes, and like just all of it coming just full circle is just like he's a dark-haired you, man.
See, that's the first flaw, is that he's a dark-haired me. Dude, okay, there are no dark-haired
me. Am I alone? He reminds me so much of Renee.
You are alone.
What?
Bam. That was a slam.
Don't you dare.
See, no, I'll catch that. It's okay. I got long arms.
You know what we're going to do? We're going to leave it. Don't touch it.
You're going to leave it there? Right
don't
there.
Fucking leave it there. Oh, my God. Don't do this.
No, that's safe.
I'm going to knock something off then.
Here, watch this. Here, we'll put a little... Is this card under it? There. It's got a platform now. Okay. Here's the thing. let's see.
Dude, he's funny, though. That dude's fucking hilarious.
I don't know enough about him to judge whether or not he's funny.
He's funny.
Maybe I need to learn more. I don't
excellent
know.
Storyteller.
I would say it would be better if I were not compared to any comedians. Yes, even Conan O'Brien, for the obvious reasons.
Oh, I literally didn't even think about him.
No, that's fine. I would prefer if he wasn't the first thing that jumped into your mind. I'm not a fan of the scripted word lately.
Really?
Nah, not really.
Dude, I like, Crystal Lee's podcast is funny.
He scripts it?
No. Not even a little bit. He just sits there. It's literally him by himself, just like rambling into the mic. He's funny.
See, I need people to bounce off of.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be interesting.
Your alone shows are good too, though.
The two that I've done?
Yeah.
Well, technically only one. The second one I was calling people. So, it doesn't really count.
I thought it was good.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I will always have a far more critical opinion of myself than you.
And you will always have your number one fan.
Hey, it's you.
That is me.
Wow.
Whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Nice to have you here. Would you like a t-shirt?
Yes.
I made t-shirts.
We got cups and shit.
Yeah. Here's a
fucking mug, dude.
Yeah. Here, actually, you know what? I don't have any shirts. You want an iPod?
Yeah.
I think it's got my name on it. It doesn't have my name on it, but it's an iPod.
Thanks.
The official TGIF iPod. It's from 2012.
Hey, do you want a shirt? Oh, I don't have any shirts. You want an iPod? What?
I think it's a good substitute. Why don't you want a knife? Come on, look at this thing.
Because I have YouTube on my phone, dude.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point, yeah. iPods are dead. iPods are dead. Long live iPods.
Long live the smartphone.
No, I did this fun thing at work. There's this kind of a crummy chat program that we use with everybody. And, you know, most people hate it. I like it for the chat feature. But this weird thing happened this month. I guess hiring season for the company is just January because at least 50 people changed their passwords all at once. And when they did that, they couldn't log into the chat program anymore. So I wrote a little script, since we were having to deal with so many of these things breaking, that would just kill it, clean it up, and then reinstall it just fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the text for when it kills it. It says, Teams is dead. Long live Teams. That's the name of the program.
Teams.
Because it's coming back.
Yeah, Teams is dead. Long live Teams.
Yeah. It's a weird name for a program, too.
I get it. It's a team. You're talking to your teams.
Yeah, but it makes less sense when nobody wants to use it as talking to their team. And like most of the communication at this place is, hey, Dave, do you have this file over it? They're just yelling over the computer, over the cubicle walls.
You know, like a normal person should.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I feel like our department is the most quiet because we actually use the goddamn thing. And now we don't yell at each other anymore.
Teams. Tap, 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 tap.
Yeah. I don't know.
Phenomenal.
I'm being useful at this place. I'm a programming man.
You're out here scripting shit.
Mm-hmm.
I need you to script me.
You want a script? I'll get you one.
I want a script for an award-winning game. Make me a game.
That's moving into programming.
Yeah, no, not like an app game. Like, I want, like, you know, the new Call of Duty?
Maybe.
I want that, but I want everyone to have a mohawk.
Oh, that's just a mod. That's
no
a lot easier.
I want a new game.
Oh.
Make me a new game and everybody has a mohawk.
Call of Mohawk?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just saw this video, this dude.
So it's Call of Duty, but everyone just has a mohawk.
Yeah, pink mohawks.
All right.
That's it.
It's possible.
Yeah, you got, like, this dude's wearing, like, an army helmet? No, he's got a mohawk.
All right, so on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you want to risk a lawsuit by whoever makes Call of Duty?
Well, I mean, I don't see any mohawks on their guys, so I think we're fine.
As long as we change the name and there are no helmets and only mohawks.
This is Captain Bryce instead of Captain Price.
Do the mohawks give you powers?
Sure, why not?
Like that one guy off Guardians of the Galaxy, can you move shit with it?
Yondu. No, he can only move his arrow, right?
Yeah.
But he can move the fuck out of that arrow, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So maybe
that dude took out a ship with that.
Maybe each dude gets their own, not necessarily an arrow, but I don't know, a grenade that flies or something.
Yeah.
They move it with their mohawk.
Like, when like pink mohawk over there, when his mohawk glows, all of a sudden a fucking javelin missile comes out of nowhere.
Yes, exactly.
I could get down with that. No, speaking of mods, I just saw this video by a video game donkey.
Yeah.
He hopped on Red Dead and just launched every mod that they had now.
Oh, I just realized I've been displaying this Apple fact sheet for ages. Anyway, keep going.
People are like, I get it, man.
All those people, yeah. Anyway, you keep going.
But, yeah, so there's, like, all these different mods. Like, you have a tornado mod where just, like, everything in your immediate vicinity slowly starts swirling you until pretty soon you have, like, carts and horses and people just swirling around you.
Oh, so you're the tornado.
Yeah, you're the tornado.
Ooh, I've always wanted to do that.
There's a small option where your guy can just be small. You can turn into a chicken. You can be big, except for everything else is small. So, like, when you get in a fight with somebody, you just, like, kick them, and it's, like, your foot is the size of their whole body, and they just die. Or when you pull out your gun, it's, like, that fucking big.
Oh, my God.
It's, like, bang, bang, bang.
How small is small? Are we talking, like, grain of rice scale?
No, like like a toddler.
Oh, okay. That's still really small.
That's still really small, and it's just hilarious seeing everything from that point of view.
You couldn't even beat up... I assume there's livestock in this game. You couldn't even beat up a horse.
Yeah, but if you're size big, you can kick the shit out of a horse.
Yeah, you could just squish that fucking thing. Can you knock over buildings while in big mode?
I don't think so.
Come on. What kind of game is this?
It's a really good one, actually.
I wish there was a Minecraft mod where you could just turn really massive and then you could kick mountains down. Like, well, no, you can't kick in Minecraft. Wait, can you kick in Minecraft now?
No, I think you can.
It's been like 6 years.
No, yeah, I think you can only mine.
Oh, okay. So if you can only mine, then you can't kick a mountain down, but you can do that thing with your one hand that's sticking out all the time. You just whack the mountain on the top. And
the whole thing just like...
Yeah. I think that'd be fun.
Then you just like walk around picking up just like hella diamonds and charcoal.
No, there's no diamonds in mountains. I promise, there are no diamonds in mountains. You'll never find one.
Seems made up, but okay.
You gotta dig deep, man, by the lava where the pressure's happening.
No, see,
you know how diamonds are made?
I found diamonds twice and made myself some good shit.
Yeah.
And then very shortly after that, just like fucking died. But in like an area where I couldn't get back to where I was trying to go. So I couldn't pick up my stuff again. And now it has been several hours after that, and I cannot find Diamond anywhere.
You got to keep digging by the lava, man. You'll get
him. Dude, I've been doing that, and then the lava just fucking follows me.
Dude, I got a technique. It might be boring as fuck, but it gives you diamonds. Yeah. I'll get those for you, man. I'll show you that shit. Just hang out here for like 30 minutes after the show, and I'll show you. You don't have to do that. It might be way too fucking nerdy.
It probably will be.
And I may not even be able to get Minecraft to run on this computer.
No, I'm just a dude trying to hang out and enjoy this game.
We can do it a different week because it's too effing late.
We can do it. We'll do it next week because I'll actually be spending the night here next week and I'll have time.
Hell yeah.
So I don't know if you want to bring your PlayStation or whatever. Hey, bring your computer next week too and then we'll figure out if it's busted or not.
No. It's fine. It works.
Okay.
It's just
bugging you.
Yeah, no, I just haven't updated it in a while.
Yeah, update it, bro. If you wait too long, it might break if you do update it.
What? Nah, it won't do that. It's a Chromebook. I spent a whole $100 on it.
That's true, yeah. Was that an even 100?
No, it was like 140.
140. That's not bad, though, and you got like 2 years out of it?
Dude, it thing fucking rocks.
Awesome.
How long has it been? I've paid
at least 2 years.
I've paid like $50 a year to have this fucking thing.
Yeah.
Best laptop ever.
Did I ever tell you about that?
No.
I basically gave Jared his current laptop. We just went over to Walmart and we looked at the Chromebooks that they have. And I just Googled stuff while we were looking at them. Turns out you can put Linux on most of them.
So then he took mine home and then he just installed all my shit. And now it runs like a champ.
Nice.
Of course you can't.
I think I wrote a resume on it once.
Can you play Netflix on it? Did we ever get that to work?
On my computer?
Yeah.
I never even tried.
Oh, okay.
I have it on my PlayStation, bigger screen.
I'm betting it wouldn't work. Cause
you think so?
Oh, yeah, dude. Fuck, Netflix hates Linux.
Yeah.
By default. I mean...
By
default, yeah. If you... if I were to install Debian fresh on that thing, and, all right, I have Firefox, let's go to Netflix, it'd be like... It'd put up a middle finger and say, you didn't install the DRM on the computer that locks it down and makes it so that we can basically have root access to your browser and deliver the content to you, so we're not going to play this for you.
So here's a picture of a penis.
Here it is, brought to you by Netflix. It's just a dick with the Netflix N, one on each ball, probably. And then what comes out of the tip? It's probably the loading bar.
No, that's where the middle fingers come out of.
Oh, out of the end of the dick. Okay, that's perfect. Can someone draw this for me? Can I commission Barbara to draw this for me? Will she do it?
Barbara's a writer, so no.
Oh, she doesn't draw.
It's Bree.
Will Bree draw that for me? Or is she diametrically opposed to that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Will she draw it for me?
It doesn't have to be in color. It doesn't even have to be good. I will pay $30 for a picture of a Netflix dick with middle fingers coming out of the end.
I'll throw an extra $20 on there.
Oh my gosh.
That's $50.
I don't know what the hourly rate is, but it's probably pretty good.
I don't think that they would do it.
Okay. Well,
somebody doesn't like money.
People.
Say again?
Send it out on Twitter.
No one follows me on Twitter. The last thing I tweeted was a complaint at the messaging app that I use. So I don't know how much an art request is going to, much that's going to grab people.
Dude, hop on Reddit. Somebody will pick it up.
I do have an account there still. I should have deleted it, but it exists. I wonder if I still know the password. It might not be worth it.
I need to get a Reddit account.
No, you don't. It's okay. Just
no.
Soon Reddit will
4chan
die.
Is the one that I refuse to get. 4chan and Tumblr.
You don't need an account on 4chan, dude.
Oh.
Tumblr?
That's even worse.
Well, it makes it more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, because then you can put whatever you want and there's no risk of repercussions, really.
Yeah.
Just don't post anything illegal. I don't think you have anything illegal. Do you? Don't say if you do.
I don't think I do.
We are recording this. Hey.
I got a funny-ass picture of George Washington, but that's about it.
Washington. That should be our send-off song.
Yeah, Washington.
I'll get that going. Yeah.
Washington.
What would make a picture of George Washington illegal if he was like fucking a dog or something? I'm pretty sure. Well, that might be legal in this state. I don't know.
It wasn't legal when he was alive.
Well, maybe it was. If they hadn't written a law for it, it's basically legal. Cocaine was legal back then. They don't know what the hell it was.
They were just like, oh, tight. I stay awake for hours on this shit. Yes. Dude, did I tell you about one time at work? So I was listening to that George Washington song. I had it stuck in my head. So I was going around telling everybody the facts about George Washington from this song.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, I had one guy actually kind of lose his shit. He's like, shut the fuck up, dude. No, he fucking didn't. I was like, no, for real. So he's like, George Washington was in no fucking way 6'20".
Okay.
He was actually like really mad.
You know
what? I was like, what about his horse made of crystal?
You know, I'll tell you why that dude was so mad, because I'm sure he's been to a couple of those like Revolutionary War reenactments. Like he was a guy in there. And
he took it way too seriously.
He might have been one of those guys. Yeah, he was probably a dude that goes to a Ren Fair and is way too in character to be enjoyable.
Dude, speaking of being way too in character to be enjoyable, so you know the fuck the like the LARPing people do?
Yeah.
My buddy was telling me, he's like, dude, I saw this one video of these people LARPing or whatever you call it. This one guy came running over and he just drop kicked this one guy right in the fucking skull.
Whoa.
Now, mind you,
that's too live, man.
The phrase drop kicking him in the fucking skull is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But I was also super plastered. And so, dude.
Comes with the territory.
Dude, I laughed for literally 20 minutes.
How do you drop kick someone? So did he? Dude, here's how I picture
dude, he
it.
Ran and literally double kicked him right in the head.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Is that what a drop kick is?
Yeah, he was in full plate armor, too. It was phenomenal.
See, I always imagine a drop kick as you are dropping something on your foot to kick it. So
I figured it's kicking as you're dropping.
Oh, so like.
I don't know. Maybe it's. Maybe
Hulk Hogan style. Dude's on the ground and you are bringing the foot down on a head.
Could be.
Like a hammer. I was imagining, like, dude runs up to a guy, clotheslines him, and as the guy is falling, he sticks his foot under his head.
Kicks him in the back of the skull.
Exactly. Yeah. Fractures that, what do they call it, the A1 and 2, probably?
No, it's, I think
letters.
It's N7.
Well, you know what? I'm not going to question that. That's most likely right.
Think about it, because they go lumbar, thoracic, and then neck.
Exactly.
That's how they get their names.
Oh, the L's are down there. So lumbar, it might be like T1.
No, that's N, because it's your neck.
I believe it. Go ahead and like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TJFRadio. We're also TJF Radio on Twitter. Email us things because you're not watching to at TJFRadioshow@gmail.com. All the old episodes and subscribable links to iTunes and RSS are at TJFRadio.com. Oh, I forgot. Spotify is a subscribable thing there too. Closing statements around the table. If you got them.
I don't got anything.
Nothing to smoke? Okay.
I ain't got nothing.
All right. How about you, man?
What's up?
That's your sign off?
That's it. Okay. That's all I got.
That's the one you got. All right, we'll be back next week. Party on, everybody.
Hey, check it out. I did two sides.
6'20", fucking killing for fun. Spread, Delaware. He's coming. Sue me if I go too fast, but the sons of his opponents wish that he was their dad.
Got a wig for his wig, got a brain for his heart.
He'll kick you apart, he'll kick you apart. Ooh, he'll save children, but not the British children. He'll save children, but not the British children. He'll save children, but not the British children. He'll save children, but not the British children.
He had a pocket full of horses, fucked the shit out of bears, threw a knife into heaven and could kill with a stare.
He made love like an eagle falling out of the sky, killed his sensei in a duel, and he never said why. Washington, Washington, 12 stories high, made of radiation. The present beware, the future beware. He's coming, he's coming, he's coming.
Did I mention his four nuts?
Well, he also had four dicks.
If you took off his boot, you'd see the dicks growing off his feet.
I heard that motherfucker had like 30 goddamn dicks.
He once held an opponent's wife's hand in a jar of acid at a party.